Our sermon title is Not Ashamed of the Gospel. That was picked out sometime last week, and I don't know if y'all are familiar with Colleen's methods, but she decides what she's going to preach on, and then she sits with it all week, studying and researching and so forth, but she doesn't write anything down until she wakes up at 4:30 on Sunday morning. Well, that didn't happen this morning, so I've got a folder here. It's got a bunch of research in it. And it's got two old sermons that she gave on this same topic. And I read them. Most recent one here is in 08. She's a lot better preacher now than she was in 08. So I'm gonna save y'all from that one, because if I told those same stories that are in there, you wouldn't believe them anyway. So, so the focus, not ashamed of the gospel, that was the first reading that Fran gave there, and I'm going to read you three other versions. These are that same scripture in three other versions of the Bible. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. And this is from the Living Bible. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is God's powerful method of bringing all who believe it to heaven. This message was preached first to the Jews alone, but now everyone is invited to come to God in this same way. This good news tells us that God makes us ready for heaven, makes us right in God's sight when we put our faith and trust in Christ to save us. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scripture says, the man who finds life will find it through trusting God. And finally, this is from The Message. Various translations or versions of the Bible, you'll find a different nugget in each one. And this is that same scripture in The Message. It's news I'm most proud to proclaim, this extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts Him, starting with the Jews and then right on to everyone else. God's way of putting people right shows up in the acts of faith, confirming what Scripture has said all along. The person in right standing before God by trusting Him really lives. Ashamed of the gospel. Ashamed is not a word we use too much. I started thinking about it, and you most often hear it when somebody uses the phrase, I'm ashamed to say it, but, and then fill in the blank. But usually they're not really ashamed to say it. The definition of ashamed: embarrassed or guilty because of one's actions, characteristics, or associations. Reluctant to do something through fear of embarrassment or humiliation. I started thinking about being ashamed of the gospel, and the first thing I thought of that was and something that happened to me about 25 years ago. I joined a men's group at our church where we were then at Columbus, Texas, and I was invited to join this group. They met once a week at the local cafe for breakfast at Schobel's Cafe in Columbus. If anybody's ever been there, it's a nice place to stop on the road when you're traveling, and it's kind of like Willow Creek, to put it in perspective. The group met there, and my first time there, we, you know, sit down and exchange the news of the community and what's going on in our various lives. And as soon as the food got there, everybody proceeded to pray a group prayer. And this was my first time to be there. I was pretty self-conscious about that. It was in a busy restaurant to have a group of six or eight men start praying in unison. Didn't go unnoticed. And so I made it through the rest of the gathering there. And then through that week, I was thinking about that. And I brought it up to the person who invited me to go to that group. And I said, you know, I got an idea. What we could do is we could just meet at the church instead in the fellowship hall. And then we could pray all we wanted to and make all the noise we wanted to. And we could even, you know, we could just cook our own food and wouldn't have to be limited by being out at the restaurant. And he said, well, you'll get used to it. That's not how it works. We want to be there in the community and make a statement. And it wasn't long after that I found out that it was making a profession of faith, because a lady that was traveling came over to our table and said, I noticed y'all praying. I'm traveling to be with my sister who is ill with cancer, and I ask you to pray for her. And of course we did, and that happened multiple times over the course of the time that I was a member of that group. I didn't have to think too long of another instance where I could say I was ashamed of the gospel, and that was last Friday at lunch. I needed to ferry a car from one location to another, so I texted one of my friends and I said, I'll buy your lunch if you help me out with this situation. And he agreed, and we went and ordered lunch and sat down. And ever since that group I was a member of in Columbus 25 years ago, it's been my custom and my family's custom to pray at a meal, no matter where we are, restaurant or at home. And when this friend of mine was last with Colleen and I, we said grace at the meal that we participated in. But this time when the food came, I left out the fact that this man is not a believer. And I know this from several discussions with him. Well, this time when the food came, I just sat on my hands. I didn't offer grace. I said a private prayer to myself, but wasn't bold enough to say, let's pray. And at least, if knowing he wasn't going to pray, at least making an act of faith on my part that could be a witness to him. God's way of putting people right shows up in these acts of faith. We aren't ashamed to pass along good news like, things that have happened to us in our lives, or things that our children have done that have made us proud, or things that our grandchildren, the pictures of our grandchildren, good news about sporting contests that somebody we know has come out victorious. We're just glad to spread all that good news, but the good news of the gospel is that Jesus lived, died for us, and by doing so gave us the opportunity for everlasting life if we believe in him. We need to be bold in sharing that message. That's better news than any of this other news that we typically are willing to share. Paul, in writing this letter that has become part of Scripture. We know that he was not content just to go along and be saved himself and not share the message. He boldly proclaimed the saving grace of Jesus Christ, no matter the consequences, and he suffered great consequences for doing that. We risk far less, maybe some minor disapproval, but we should be bold in our witness of Christ. And that's about all I have to say about that.